From my house in Cambridge, Massachusetts, I could throw a stone and hit 3 or 4 yoga studios. People here carry yoga mats the way the French carry baguettes. And one man was basically responsible for all those mats and studios, Bellur Krishnamachar Sundararaja Iyengar, known simply as BKS Iyengar. Mr. Iyengar died today. He had created his own brand of yoga and established studios in 72 countries. Kate Churchill knew BKS Iyengar, even traveled to India to interview him for a documentary about yoga, Enlighten Up. Kate, how big a deal is his passing for the world of yoga?
It's epic. I mean, I was stunned when I heard it. I mean, he was 95, but even still, he was such a force in that field that it's huge.
What is Iyengar yoga exactly?
His style was to make yoga accessible and basically use yoga to recover and rehabilitate. And he would have these people come every night, these classes of local people and people who had migraine headaches, who were having eye issues or back issues, you know, medical problems that they would bring to him, and he would devise a practice. The work he did there, it was more focused on that. And that, my sense was that was what he really cared about.
Now, in your documentary, Kate, you brought a man to India who had never had much interest in yoga to meet BKS Iyengar. Let's hear that clip from your film, Enlighten Up.
Yoga can take a man into 2 ways of living: enjoyment of life or liberation in life.
So does it not matter that if...
It doesn't matter at all. You want to improve, I want to improve, same.
You want to improve, I want to improve, same thing. It doesn't sound like BKS Iyengar had a very orthodox approach.
I mean, that's what's so interesting, Marco, is that when we met him, that's what he presented. Iyengar in this country is known as a rather specific, almost rigid practice. So I was really blown away when I met him. And he said, look, it's a practice. You want to improve, I want to improve. We both do it. We both do it the way we can do it. His practice uses a lot of props. So he'll use straps or he'll use blocks, bolsters. This was all introduced in the U.S. through his practice. I remember the first time I walked into a Iyengar yoga studio, I don't know, 15 years ago. It was Patricia Walden's studio. And she's probably the most senior Iyengar student in the U.S., and it was like a gymnasium in there with these racks that you lie on and various blocks and straps and riggings from the wall that you would hang from. All of that Iyengar figured out and developed.
And those 72 countries that have Iyengar studios, I mean, did BKS have a marketing strategy or was it just kind of right place, right time?
There's a huge business in this country with yoga trainings. You can go and study with a yoga teacher for a couple weeks and get a certification. To be certified by Iyengar, it was multiple years of study. Initially, it was very few Westerners. It was very strict. So it's a brand, but he's kept it very much in check.
And even in his 90s, was he able to achieve those gravity-defying postures and poses?
I wouldn't be surprised. When I was there in 2004, so that was 10 years ago, but he would have been mid-80s, right? He was working on something to do with alignment, and he was in a pose. It was a headstand for like 45 minutes straight.
I'm losing my balance just thinking about it.
I mean, and also too, he just had, of everyone I met, he had this intense presence and this fire, you know, that you got. He was an amazing man. I felt very lucky to have met him.
Kate Churchill, director of the documentary Enlighten Up, speaking with me about the late BKS Iyengar. Thanks a lot, Kate.
My pleasure, Marco.